Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our City Matters. It's your city, and it matters. But right now, we kind of got a city under ice, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. How's it going, Terry?
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. How are you, Gary? Tom?
What's on the agenda for today, my man?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some snow and ice, crime statistics, and then we'll have Mr. Seamers, who's our Director of Engineering, wrap it all up with a project update. But before we get into that, I want to just talk about a few announcements. Last council meeting, which was last Monday on February 1st, the council called for election to renew the quarter cent sales tax that's used for economic development. This vote is going to be on April the 6th, and I'm sure that you'll hear more information as we get closer to the election date. But the sales tax has been renewed by voters a number of times. It was first passed by Bartlesville voters in 1986. Some of the recent projects that have been used by the sales tax include the Silver Lake Village, Atwoods, Phillips Precision Machine, and the Kmart redevelopment. So a necessary item that has borne some fruits. But anyways, that election will be on April the 6th, and I'm sure that we will visit more about that in the preceding weeks and months ahead. The other thing that that people have the opportunity to do is this, on February 17th and 18th, the Community Action Program, Cimarron Public Transit, is going to be having an online or a virtual forum to solicit community input. So there are going to be a couple of video meetings, Zoom meetings on the 17th and 18th that will help people to share kind of what their thoughts and what they believe that public transportation system needs to contain. So more information is contained within the City Beat. So that's the kind of a weekly e-newsletter that's provided by the City of Bartlesville. If you are not yet a subscriber to that, if you go to the City of Bartlesville's website, which is cityofbartlesville.org, you can sign up and you can get weekly information in regards to that. So at that time, we're going to talk a little bit about streets. Obviously, weather is kind of a forefront of today's news. So we have Mr. Keith Henry, who's our Director of Public Works here. He's going to talk about kind of what we've done, what we're doing, and just kind of talk about what the road and the current conditions of it.
Good morning. I slid my way in this morning, Tom.
Whee!
Yeah, good time. We've actually had crews out since yesterday afternoon, about 4 or 5 o'clock when they first went out.
Mm-hmm.
My street department supervisor, Lance Brown, called me and said we'd got some guys out. They actually worked crews through the night, so we've had people out since yesterday afternoon, continue to be working this morning. We currently have about 6 trucks on the road, salting and sanding, and we do have a snow policy that we follow, and I think that can be viewed on our website, cityofbartlesville.org. And majority of that is we start with our arterial streets first. So we concentrate on the heavier streets that are arterial streets in town, like Frank Phillips, Tuxedo Boulevard. And now some of the major streets here in town are took care of by ODOT, which are your Highway 75, as we refer to as Washington Boulevard, Adams Boulevard, which is Highway 60. ODOT does take care of those and maintain those through town, so they do this salt and sanding on those roads. Primarily today, all we will be doing is salting and sanding. Obviously, there's not material to snowplow, so we'll have removed our plows from the trucks to try to prevent any hazards as we can. When you're out driving around with that big 10-foot plow hanging on the front of there, it's kind of an obstacle you just assume not have there, so we remove those, and the guys are out just sanding today. And again, in our policy, we'll start with the arterial streets and work our way into residential neighborhoods. So as the day progresses, you should see the trucks moving into those areas. And we're hoping that we'll get a little thaw. That doesn't look real hopeful today. The temperatures that I've seen are not going to get above 30, so I think the high 20s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Even the salt mixture, around 15 to 20 degrees, it kind of becomes inactive, not near as active as what we'd like for it to be when the mm-hmm. up near 30 or the sun's shining, you get a lot more results with applying that material to the road surface. But again, the guys are out working. Might also mention we are trying to pick up trash today. The guys went out this morning early and started. We actually pulled them back in a little while and kind of reassessed things, and we've been around the neighborhoods and looked, so we are going to try to go ahead and pick up trash. If you are on a steep incline in a cul-de-sac or somewhere that's hard to access, it could be that we do not get you picked up today. We will make arrangements to get to those. Again, we're hoping with maybe a little bit of the thaw later today with the traffic on the roads that maybe they'll thaw out a little bit. We can get to everybody. But we are out trying. It's probably going to be a little later than normal today, but the crews are out there working.
Very good, very good. That's got to be treacherous, especially with the trash pickup. I mean, that I can't imagine, that, because folks, even though they think they're going slow, they're not going slow enough to stop behind a truck.
Absolutely. So watch out for our guys after you're working. I mean, we've actually got crews, especially when we're doing our commercial trash now, you know, we've got guys behind the trucks that are out there hooking those containers, so we have people on the ground. So give our guys lots of room when you're out and be watching for them. Trucks have lots of flashing lights and strobes and signage on them, but still, we'd encourage people to be as cautious as they can. And again, when you're out driving around today, if you're out, you're better off to stay home, actually. But if you happen to be out, speed is a critical issue. Just slow down. I mean, the main thing you can do to help yourself is slow down.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. So obviously, if it's not something critical for you to get out to be on the roads today, the roads are very treacherous. Sometimes people like to get right up on the back of a sand truck or get as close as they can. Obviously, we're shooting sand out of the back of that thing. Keith, how close should they stay clear of those trucks?
We typically have signs on the back of our trucks that'll stay 250 feet behind the trucks. The farther, the better. We don't want the cars getting hit with the material that we're slinging out there. Plus, it gives us and the vehicle's driver time to react to if they happen to lose traction or slipping or sliding. Gives you more room to react and avoid those situations.
Yeah, so as always, crews have been out really all night. Last night they'll be out, I'm sure, until the roads are all sanded and salted, or at least the intersections through there. So, again, if you don't need to be out on the roads, we please encourage you not to do so. And if you do, then obviously give yourself plenty of room, plenty of stopping distance, kind of the old tried and true things, go slow, give yourself lots of room, and anticipate intersections where you need to slow down, stop, and make a movement through there. So, again, we encourage everybody to be safe today. It's kind of treacherous. It looks like it's going to be kind of treacherous all week, and so we'll be out there until the job is done. But if you have any questions, or if we have to pick up your trash, what is there an alternate day if we're not able to get trash potentially today?
We haven't discussed it that far, actually. You know, Wednesday's kind of our makeup day, so if we got in a situation where we just had a lot of customers we weren't able to service, potentially we might be looking at that. We could possibly just pick them up the next day. Again, it's all going to hinge on the weather, so we haven't set a certain date or time yet. Again, hopefully we hope to get most of our customers today that we normally would get serviced on today. If not, we will make arrangements to pick those customers up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll make announcements either through CityBeat. We also do post to various social media platforms. We'll advise, and the radio is always very gracious in helping us get the word out. So if we do have to reschedule people to a different day, we'll get the word out, get some public announcements so that people are aware of what's going on with it.
Yeah, I would encourage that. And also, just leave your cart out there today and possibly even overnight. The situation that we have, and like I said, if things improve weather-wise, potentially tomorrow if we can go back and we might get some of those cans. So I would encourage people just to leave it out for tonight if we happen not to get it. And if not, as Terry's mentioned, we'll get with people through the radio or our websites and let them know what's going on.
Very good. Very good.
Dave. All right. Well, thank you, Keith. And obviously, once we have inclement weather, that places a lot more requirements on city staff, but also the police department and fire department. So emergency services usually see an uptick in calls and an uptick in responses that they need to address. So we have Mr. Rolls here with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about some crime statistics and some information regarding the police department.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tracy.
Talking about slick streets, we've worked 11 traffic accidents since yesterday and up until about 9:30 this morning. So, like you guys said, if you can stay home, stay home. If you have to get out, do the things that you guys had mentioned. Slow down and give yourself more time. So, we've already wrecked 2 police cars, so that's always good. I'm glad Mr. Bailey's not here to hear that today. So it's starting off to be a good day, you know. I mean, it's Monday, and it's so
in the neighborhood.
So let's talk about last year.
That's right. The streets are treacherous for whomever, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It knows it discriminates against no one.
That's right. So let's talk about crime stats and not focus on that. So we've got some preliminary numbers out. You know, the official numbers will come from the OSBI, and that's usually about mid-year. But we like to put together the numbers that we send to the OSBI that they then compile to give us our yearly crime rate. It's basically broken up into two categories, crimes against persons and crimes against property. And so the Uniform Crime Report is what the FBI gets and keeps statistical data on, and there's very specific crimes. And the UCR Part 1 crimes against persons that we keep track of will be homicide, rape, robbery, and felonious assault. So, and we keep it over a three, well, we keep it forever, but we really compare it in a three-year period interval. So we're talking 2018, 19, and 20. Last year, in 2020, in 2018, we had 117 of those crimes in Bartlesville. 19, we had 99, and then this past year, we had 95. So the Part 1 UCR crimes against persons decreased 15% between 2018 and 19, and then decreased another 4% between 19 and 20. So since 2018, we've seen about a 19% decrease in violent crime. So that's a good trend to be on. So, you know, with COVID and everybody, all the changes that were forced upon people and loss of jobs and isolation, we were really nervous in 2020 thinking the violent crime rate may really go up. You know, people were in a bad position and a lot of bad things could have happened, but luckily that's not what happened. So we saw a decrease in that. The other UCR, crimes that are reported are crimes against property. We were thinking in 2020, since a lot of people were forced to stay home, that the property crimes would go down. We figured violent crimes would go up, property crimes would go down. Well, we were wrong. It was the opposite.
Missed that one.
We missed on that one, but that's a good thing to miss on, because our violent crime rate, we don't need to see it increase. Property crime, there's things that we can do about that to continue to make it go down. So Part 1 UCR crimes against property are burglary, theft, larceny, and stolen vehicles. So in 2020, we saw a decrease in all of those except burglary. Burglaries in 2018, we had 287. In 2019, we had 261. And in 2020, we had 362. You ask why? Well, over 200 of those were burglaries from vehicles. And the largest percentage of those vehicles were unlocked. So what can we do to reduce the property crime? Lock your vehicle. Take your valuables out. And if that number goes down, you see our property crime rate go significantly down. So between 19 and 20, we saw a 3% increase in our property crime. But since 18, we're still down about 12.5% with our property crime. So overall, we're doing pretty good. We just ask that people be more cognizant of helping us help them. Remove your valuables, park in a garage, obviously, if you can, but remove your valuables, lock your doors, turn lights on outside, things that make a would-be burglar a little discouraged, if you will. As far as dispatch calls for service, we saw an overall decrease in the number of calls that dispatch sent out to the police department, but we still got almost 24,000 calls that dispatch sent out to police officers. The only two entities that had an increase in their calls for service was EMS, and they went from about 4,800 to about 5,300, which is to be expected with COVID and all the uncertainties around that. And also the sheriff's office saw an increase, a slight increase, from 5,500 to about 5,600. So they did see a slight increase. Rural fire, Bartlesville fire, and police actually saw a small decrease in all their calls for service. Incident reports, obviously if calls for service go down, incident reports usually follow that same trend, and it did. We were down about 4.5% on the number of incident reports that our police officers took, which we still took about 6,200 reports for the year. Arrests were down. COVID really changed the way that we did business. There were fewer people that we were taking to jail for different reasons. For the jail was limiting the number of people or what type of crimes they would accept. So the overall numbers, overall arrest numbers from 19 to 20 were down about 16%. We still had just about 2,000 arrests for the year. Citations and warnings was a huge decrease. In 2019, we implemented the traffic unit. That year, between citations and warnings, we wrote about 13,000 of those. In 2020, we really pulled our traffic unit back because we wanted to limit contact with the public as much as we can, just to protect ourselves from COVID and things like that. So we wrote about 9,000. That's citations and warnings combined, about 9,000. So that's a huge, almost 30% decrease between 19 and 20. And also, the number of accidents went down, which could be expected. Fewer people were out, more people were staying home by choice or by forced action. But still, in 2020, we had about 535 traffic accidents, which is about a 16% decrease from 2019. So overall, you know, preliminarily, we're looking pretty good as far as the numbers. The big things as far as violent crime and property crime, as long as those are going down, I think that that's a measure of success for the police department. And it speaks to the community doing their part to keep themselves safe, and free from being a victim of crime. So we really appreciate what the community is doing to help us in those ways. And we just ask that you would continue to help us by locking your vehicles and things like that. If we could see that that burglary number go down significantly, then I think that it would speak well for our community. So overall, things are good. As far as crime rate, 2021 has started off pretty well. And so we'll see how it goes.
Well, thank you, Tracy. I know that with bad weather, it kind of really compounds a lot of the efforts that the officers have to do, and makes things even much more treacherous, because really, regardless of the weather, they're going to be out there and they're going to be patrolling the streets and responding to emergencies. So, you know, be patient. Obviously, if you do have an emergency, it's going to have some delays in response time just because of the road conditions. And again, if you can avoid being out on the streets today and probably this week, we would encourage you to do so. But if you have to be out in the roads, obviously we want you to be patient, lower your speeds and kind of plan ahead. So don't think that if it's normally a 10-minute trip for you, I'd probably double that just for planning purposes. Give yourself plenty of space for, around vehicles, and obviously be careful. So you can just walk out to your vehicle and take a spill. So be careful, be aware, and obviously do what we can to protect ourselves through this crisis and really for the foreseeable future. So Tracy, thank you. So last up to bat here in the cleanup position, we have Mr. Micah Seemers. And you know, Micah is a pretty staunch Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Oh,
so
gosh,
I would be remiss not to give him just a few minutes to talk about the Super Bowl. You know, obviously it wasn't the outcome that I think we were hoping for.
No.
Mike is one of those guys that says, you know, when I said get back to normal, I didn't mean Tom Brady getting back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Specific. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that guy, he just keeps hanging in there. Just keeps hanging in there. I wish, what is he, 43 years old? And I'm 42. I'm not sure that I could you can play high school football anymore, much less professional football.
So. Yeah, rules about that.
Yeah, it's, there's no doubt what he's doing is quite amazing. But
it is.
The weather kind of does kind of mirror what we're feeling in our hearts for the Kansas City Chiefs.
We're feeling pretty low this morning.
We're feeling kind of dreary.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, tell us what's going on from a project perspective.
You know, before I get into that, I would like to just kind of focus on the Super Bowl just a little bit.
Okay,
though.
You bet.
I really don't. I guess the silver lining is I don't feel like Tom Brady beat the Chiefs. I feel like the rest of the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs, because, you know, whenever you can't even block anybody for your quarterback and he's running for his life when he snapped the ball, I mean, what are you going to do?
Look out, they're coming.
What are you going to do? So, you know, it's gosh.
What are you going to do? I didn't mean to send you down that road.
You derailed the whole show this morning, Terry. What are you doing,
Terry? Yeah, the silver lining is Patrick is in his early 20s. So
there you go. There you
obviously,
go.
I think there will be more to come, hopefully.
We'll see. See if we
Well, your team could be like mine, the Bears. They hibernate in the winter.
That's true. Yeah,
do they.
Or they can, I don't know if the Buccaneers sign Tom to a long-term contract, but maybe other teams can.
I don't know.
Can get the ageless wonder to maybe help them out.
You know? We'll be getting his ARP card pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Let's move on to projects. So you guys gave me way too much time here. That's part of the problem, trying to kill some time here. But we do have quite a few projects either in the works or under construction or getting ready to start up. We did just wrap up a couple projects as well. So the bigger ones that you guys are probably still, the public out there are noticing, are the downtown streets and landscaping project. We're getting close to wrapping that up. Most of the flat work, the brick pavers, the concrete, things of that nature on the landscaping portion is complete. They're falling through now and putting trees in the ground and taking care of the irrigation. Evans Nursery, local contractor, doing the landscaping portion of that project. Probably not going to get anything done this week on any of the projects, if I'm honest with you. There's not going to be a lot going on this week, but that one should hopefully be wrapping up here by the end of February, I would think. Getting pretty close to wrapping that one up. Price Fields Phase 3, we're just almost finished with that one. Again, we just need some good weather, need things to dry out. We're on that portion of it where we've got the sod down, but there are some things I need to fix on that. Got to get the infields wrapped up as far as the nice red dirt on the skinned areas in the infield. The buildings are complete. Really, you know, there's been one guy kind of hanging out there waiting for good weather to tell his guys to go on the things they need to tidy up. But that's been a good project, and hopefully get that sod established so we can have some spring baseball out there if that ever fires up this year. I have a feeling that it will. They did do some fall ball last year even with COVID, so I assume that the spring season is going to make, hopefully for them out there. So we got that project going underway. We did wrap up the Eastland Pathfinder project. I think there were people using that before we even finished it, really. But that's that last major connection from really Will Rogers Elementary School there at Frank Phillips, where the trail used to dead end there and tie into city streets. We connected from there all the way to Eastland Shopping Center there at Highway 75. We've got the new parking lot across on the west side of Highway 75 there at Turkey Creek. And so that project is complete. Wrapped that up last calendar year. And really good project. That's nice to see that last connection there. Kind of ties in the east side of Pathfinder to the west side and everything else. So good project. The ones that we've been getting a few complaints on really is the Quail Place Tributary project. This is in Woodland. We did have to shut down Cherokee Hills Drive to facilitate construction of a new drainage structure underneath Cherokee Hills Drive. They're increasing the capacity of that. We did run into some issues with other utilities. There was a gas line we had to get ONG to lower, and they were gracious enough to do that for us. It just took a little bit of time. We've got a water line that we've run into that we decided we could not miss, and got to get that lowered. And I believe there was also some PSO conflicts there. So ran into a few issues there. We've had Cherokee Hills shut down longer than we intended initially, but really throughout the duration of that project, that intersection there at Cherokee Hills Drive, we if you can't avoid that would be great. That's really going to be our point of access for the rest of the project anyway, as we move into the backyards and whatnot. So we'll never be out of there completely until the project is done, but the road should be getting opened back up soon on that one as well. So likely that project can probably take another couple months to complete. If we can get some good weather. Mm-hmm. We're on drainage project working when it's wet. Never goes well, but that's the cards were dealt. So we've also got the Candlestick Court Storm Sewer Project. This is over in Colonial Estates along Camelot. This is it'd be your first left if you're coming in off of Highway 75, is Candlestick Court, and we're replacing the storm sewer. It's a large storm system underground that it was a corrugated metal pipe that had corroded to a point where we're getting some sinkholes in backyards and whatnot, and so we're going back in with a new pipe system through there. We have had Camelot has been necked down to one lane of traffic, keeping both directions open. We did have a request from the HOA in there to possibly just shut that down completely. We're weighing that out. They're trying to get the proper signage. We did not have the proper signage in place to do that over the weekend, so they did just fill that back in with gravel and have it open to traffic. But we'll see as this progresses if we shut that down completely or if we keep it open to traffic. But they're moving pretty quick on the project, though, so we're talking about probably about another month on that project. Get it wrapped up. Get another good project. Maybe some more exciting projects for people than just the streets and the drainage and things of that nature. We do have some cool parks projects coming up. We've got the Tower Center art feature and Johnstone Park splash pad. We should be starting there probably 1st of March on those two projects. You'll see something happening on those. We've already done the interactive art feature portion of the Tower Center project. We had awarded that work to an artist out of Kansas City, Terry, is that correct?
Out of Kansas City, yeah.
And going to make some really cool, awesome pictures of it. Really, really cool. Basically made out of stainless steel, I believe, supports that are the stem for the flower and the leaves, and they're going to have some stained glass petals. Really neat looking. What are they going to be, like 8 feet tall, something like that? Pretty cool flowers to see there. And as part of that, then we're going to do a water feature portion of that as well. We're going to have some spray heads, some bubbler heads that come out of the deck there, some colored concrete, things of that nature to wrap up that Tower Center project. That'll be the final touches on that. And then as part of that, we got the Johnstone Park splash pad as well. So just north of the pavilion we built a few years ago and just west of the pirate ship park that we completed last year, we'll have a new splash pad. It's about a almost 60-foot diameter concrete splash pad with 32 different spray heads. There's no overhead features. They'll be all deck spray type things. But should be a pretty cool project. You know, all that's going to be starting up March 1st, probably start on the Tower Center, then hop over to the Johnstone portion of it. And then we're working currently on Sooner Pool Recreational Expansion, working on design for that. As we speak, the park board approved the master plan for that, and we have kicked that contractor loose to get going on design and should see construction hopefully starting maybe later this calendar year. Should wrap up design here in the next couple months and get going on that. So lots in the works still. Hillcrest Drive, we're going to award that the first meeting in March. Reconstruction of Hillcrest Drive from the high school to the river. That'll be a big one as well, so keep your eyes and ears open for that one.
All right, well, thank you, Mike. A lot of things going on, and obviously you and your staff's efforts there to kind of get everything under construction during this time frame is appreciated, and always people just to be patient with us as we work through construction on these things. And again, be safe out there. Give yourself plenty of time. Slow your speeds and just be safe.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. As always, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to K1, the one you trust.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.